Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chanina. We had in our previous shir, the Mishnah and the Gemara quoted the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. If somebody shechting chay va'oif, do you shecht to do kisya dam for the chay va'oif at the same time, or do you do the kisi adam separately? And the Chum said you could take all the blood of the chayis and the oifis and do one kisi adam. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He said you shecht the chaya and then do kisi adam, and then you shecht the oif and then you do kisi adam. But now it tells us Rabbi Chanina, even though that is what Rabbi Chanina, even though that's what Rabbi Yehuda has been teaching us, however, says the Gemara, Maida Hayy Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Linyan Bracha, when it comes to make the Bracha, Sheinu Mevarech El Bracha Achas. The Bracha of Al HaShechita, which is made before we do a Shechita, and we started Shechting a Chaya, the Halacha is that Bracha will also work if we do Shechita of Chaya and then Oifis. We don't have to do another bracha on the oifis. And there's a lot of discussion amongst the Rishonim how to understand what the Gemara just said. Rashi seems to explain that you're going to shecht the chaya, make a bracha on the shechita of the chaya, and then you're going to do kisei adam of the chaya, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then when you're going to do the bracha on the kisui, when you're going to do the kisui, and then you're going to do oif, you're not going to have to make a new bracha on the kisui. You won't make a new bracha on the shechita that you do after the kisui adam. It seems the Rashi is saying that only as far as making a new bracha on the shechita will not be necessary. But now we're going to do kisui adam twice, because we did shechita on the chaya, And then we're doing shechita kisui on the chaya, then shechita the oif, and kisui and the oif. Rabbi Yehuda will agree, according to Rashi, that we're going to do a new bracha on the second kisui. And the question, of course, is why, when it comes to the shechita, does Rashi say that one bracha is enough? But why for the kisui does Rashi hold that we have to make two brachas? So Rashi explains that kisui adam is never considered a hefsek, because kisui adam is considered, as we spoke about already in our previous year, a conclusion of the act of shechita. And therefore, since kisui adam is considered a conclusion of the act of shechita, it's not considered a hefsek. Shechita is a hefsek between the first kisui and the second kisui. That's why you're going to have to make a new bracha on the kisui. The Ritva says that the difference between shechita, the bracha on the shechita, and the bracha on kisui is that when you shechted the chaya or chayos, the oifis were there already. And therefore, when I made the bracha on the shechita, I had in mind the oifis as well. Whereas, when it came to kisui, obviously, when I made the bracha on the kisui adam of the chaya, the dam of the oifis wasn't there yet. I didn't even shecht the oifis yet. And therefore, the bracha that was made on the kisui adam of the chaya cannot cover the kisui adam of the oifis. But according to this understanding, that means if the oifis were not there when I started shechting the chayas, then the Gemara Rashi would agree that we would have to make a new bracha on the shechita of the oifis. The Rosh says that kisui is not considered a hefsek, a hesach hadas, whereas when we speak about between the shechita and the kisui and the next shechita, but kisui is considered a hefsek. The Rebbeinu Tam explains that the Rebbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam says that what the Gemara means to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we do the kisui adam on the chaya and the oif separately, still says Rabbeinu Tam, we'll do a bracha on the shechita of the chaya, which will also cover the shechita on the oifis. Then we're going to do kisui adam on the chaya, which will cover the kisui adam on the of the chayas, and then we'll do shechita of the oifis. And when we do the kisui adam of the oifis, the halacha will be that we won't have to make a new brach on that kisui adam. And that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and so too does the Rosh speak. Everybody, but these two opinions that we just cited hold that both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam would agree that you don't make a new bracha on the shechita of the oifis. There are others that disagree, and they say that if you didn't have the oifis there, as I said, then the halacha will be you would have to make a new bracha on the oifis. The only time we could be lenient is if the oifis were not there. So there's a very interesting discussion amongst the achronim. If a shaychet is shechting a number of animals, a number of birds, and he made a bracha before he shechted the first one, then he continues shechting with that bracha. But what happens if he speaks between the shechita of animals or shechita of birds? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Yud Tes. Emroy Tzalishchet Harbe, if somebody wants to shecht many animals, Tzarch Lazar Shloy Ladaba Ben Shechita L'Shechita V'Dovah Shein Mitzarcha Shechita, he should be careful not to speak between the acts of Shechita about anything that doesn't have to do with the Shechita. Avom Sach Ben Atayim, if he does speak, Harei Hefzik G'Tzarch L'Chzol Avarech. It's considered a hefsik, and you would if you spoke not about the shechita in between the shechting of different animals and birds, you would have to make a new bracha. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh oimrim the shechita ben shechita l'shechita, speaking between acts of shechita loy have a hefsik is not considered a hefsik." And that is a question in the halacha: what should we do if that happened? So the Pri Chodesh suggests that a person, when he makes the shechita, should only make a bracha, and he should have in mind that this bracha is only valid until I speak out. And once I speak, that should be considered a hefsek, that should be considered that I finish shechting, and I'm going to have to shecht, I'm going to have to make a new bracha when I resume shechting. The Tvur Shor disagrees. And the Tvur Shor says that if he has many animals in front of him and he shechts them, and even though he spoke not mitzarche shechita between the shechita of the animals, you still don't make an abrocha. And I saw that there are those that explained that the machloikis, what is the basis for the chiv of making a brocha when we're doing this mitzvah? The Pri Chodesh is of the opinion, this is from the Sefer V'zoyis HaBrocha, that Chazal taught us that every time you do a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. That means technically, when you're shechting, let's say, 10 animals, you would have to make a separate bracha on each animal separately. But the halacha tells us that there's no hefsek between those acts of shechitas, one bracha will be sufficient, because it'll be considered like that bracha is going on every animal. But as soon as there's any hefsek, every animal requires its own shechita. That is the opinion of the Pri Chodesh. However, the Tvur Shor says that the mitzvah or the chiv of the bracha is not on the actual on each shechita. It's on the fact that a person is coming to do a mitzvah, and here this person is coming to do a mitzvah. Since this person in this case is coming to do a mitzvah, so therefore, since this person is coming to do a mitzvah, the halacha will be that one bracha is sufficient. And even if he spoke out, which of course, as we're learning now, is not something that the halacha wants him to do, the halacha still will be that one bracha will be sufficient. And this is a very relevant question when we eat. If somebody is eating and then he stops, of course the halacha is that you don't make a new bracha every time you stop to eat. because it's all considered that it's all considered one act of eating. Of course, it's not a perfect comparison because when we speak about eating, it's not a birchas hamitzvahs; it's a birchas hananen. So the fact that I spoke in between doesn't take away the birchas hananen aspect. But when we speak about a mitzvah, it could be like the Prichadus says that every animal has its own chiyuv. The Rosh in the Shaul Sechuvus discusses a question where somebody has twins to do a bris milah, and he has both children there. What's the halacha? Does he make a bracha once? He has the same moil and the same father, Baruch Hashem. Is one bracha recited or are two brachas recited? The Rosh says that the halacha is that you don't make separate brachas. Because based on what we're learning in our Gemara, when you're doing two mitzvahs and you had a mind to do two mitzvahs, only one bracha should be recited. So an argument could be made that will be the halacha by the bris as well. But the halacha, but that's not the minig. The minig is that we don't bring in the second baby until we finish the bris milah of the first baby, and it's considered an act of hefsek. It's considered an act of hesek hadas, and therefore one makes two separate brachas. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Berei, Amalei Ravina Rav Acha Berei Derava. Rav Acha said to Ravina, the son of Rava. Vamalei Rav Acha Berei Derava La Ravashi. Mashna Metamidi Derav. The question that was asked is, why is this any different from what we learned from the Talmidei Derav? The Rav Huna Rav Chananel Talmidei Derav Haviyasi B'Sedusa. They were Ravs to meet him. They were sitting, says the Gemara, they were sitting by a meal, and Koy Malay Rav Yehi B'Saba. Rav Yehi B'Saba was serving them. Amalei, Rav Bruno and Rav Chananel said to Rav Yehi B'Saba, Hav Levarech, give us, let us bring wine, because we want to make a bracha. We want to say Birchas Hamazon. Hada Amalei, and then they changed their mind and they said, Hav Lishti. We still want to continue drinking. Amalei Rav Yehi B'Saba, Hachiam Rav. So Rav Yehi B'Saba said to Rabbona Rav Chananel, the Rav taught us that Kivan the Amah Hav Livrach, once somebody said Hav Livrach, it's a Le Mishte Chamri. He can't drink without making a new Bayer Pri Hagafen. So here, by him saying, let's go bench, let's go say Birchas Hamazon, that meant that they don't want to eat anymore. And therefore, the first bracha, Rishonah, they made at the beginning of the meal is over. And therefore, if they now want to drink again, the halacha will be that they have to make another bracha Rishonah. That's the pshat that Rashi suggests. There are other Rishonim that say that it's not that enough that they just have to make a new Bayer Pri Hagafen. What they'll really have to do is say Birchas Hamazon, and then also after Birchas Hamazon, the halacha will be they could drink again, of course, make a bracha Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Gemara, everybody who ate and then said Birchas Hamazon said Birchas Hamazon al Kais. And therefore, as our Gemara is saying, give us the cup to say Birchas Hamazon is an indication that we're ending the meal. But now that we don't always do Birchas Hamazon or Kais, just saying that we want to bench, that we want to say Birchas Hamazon has the equivalent halacha. Say, as I said, most Rishonim say they would not be allowed to drink the halacha, they would not be allowed to drink without making the bracha Rishonah. But they don't have to say Birchas Hamazon. They could drink and just make another Bayer Pri Hagafen. As I said, there are other Rishonim that say they would even have to say Birchas Hamazon first. So ask the Gemara, Hachinami, and our Gemara as well, when we speak about Kisui Adam, Kim de Itbalei LeKisui, once they started doing the Kisui Adam on the Chayis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that were done first, Echayv LeBebracha, so they, when they do Shechita now, they should have to do a new bracha on shechting the bird. says the Gemara, you can't compare the cases. Hachi hashta. Hasham, by Birchas HaMazon, Mishtu Bruchi Be'adadi Le'efsha. If you're going to say Birchas HaMazon, then you're obviously not going to be able to say, and not going to be able to drink. So therefore, your decision to drink is ends the meal. And you, therefore, if you want to drink more, you have to make a new bracha. Hacha, there's no problem of doing shechita and kisui adam. Efshe the shachet b'chada, amachs b'chada. And therefore, the halacha is that you could continue and not need to make a new bracha on the shechita. The question that Tosfos discusses is what happens if somebody was in the middle of eating. He has absolutely no intention to end his meal, but he went out to daven. And as our Gemara says, that you can't do two things at the same time. So you can't daven and eat in the same time. So maybe if when you come back to eat, that you should have to make a new bracha rishonah. So Tosfos says that the two cases are not really the same. And the reason that they're not the same, explains Tosfos, is that it's not just that the person can't bench and eat at the same time. It's much more than that. In our Gemara, the person was Mesiach Das. He said Havlam v'Nevarech. And therefore, since he said Havlam v'Nevarech, that's considered that you stop the meal. But in a person going to daven, and he knows that he's coming back to eat after davening, so even though, yes, as the Gemara and Tosfos indicate, it's considered an act of hefsek, but there's no hesek hadas attached to it. And since there's no hesek hadas attached to that, the halacha will be more lenient and you will not have to make a new bracha rishonah. The question that comes up very often, if somebody is sitting at a meal and his wife, he knows what his wife normally serves for a meal, for a dinner. And then as he finishes the meal and he says, Havlam v'Nevarech, we're going to bench, and his wife comes with another dish. She says, L'kavod, it's Rosh Chodesh today. So L'kavod Rosh Chodesh, I prepared another dish. So does he have to bench? Because the Gemara said, as soon as you Masiach Das, as soon as you have in mind that you're going to bench, you can't eat without making a new bracha rishonah, or can we be lenient? On one hand, from our Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch passing this way, and Simkuf Ayin Tesef Aleph, saying Havlam v'Nevarech, it's considered an act of Hesech Hadas. But the Shulchan Aruch there in Simkuf Ayin Tes and Sif Beis adds another halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody, this is not my home, I'm eating in somebody else's home, even if I said, it's not considered a hesach hadas until the host says it. Because I don't really know if there's more food coming out or not. And therefore, here too, the husband does not necessarily know if his wife's going to bring more food. And everybody sitting by a table is actually relying and thinking that my wife is the one that's setting the menu and bringing out the food. The Magen Avraham says that the reason that we just said that an oirich guest is never considered Masiach Das, because he knows that he's dependent on this Baal HaBayis. And therefore he doesn't really view himself as the person in control. But you can't say that about somebody in their own home. And that's why the Shaz HaTshuvas B'Tzeil HaChochma, Chelek Vav Simen Samach Tes says that the halacha is that if I am sitting in my own home and I said Havlam V'Nevarech, by mistake, because I didn't think that there anything more being served, the halacha is I have to bench. If I want to eat, I have to make a new bracha rishonah. The Mishnah Berura seems to be disagrees. And the Mishnah Berura seems to say that it's only considered a hesach das when I know what's going on. But if there's a mistake being made here, the halacha is that the hesach hadas, it's not considered an act of hesach hadas. And that's the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the halacha is that if the hesach hadas was done because of a mistake, the halacha is that we could eat and we don't have to bench or make a new bracha rishonah. There's another reason I sort of to say for Cheshukei Chemed gives why we could be lenient in such a circumstance. He suggests that in this case, he suggests that the din of our Gemara is only regarding shtiyah. That's where the halacha is so strict about the halacha of being Messiah Das, of saying Havlon v'Nevarach. By eating, it might not be the exact same halacha, and that's why it's another reason that we could take maybe more of a lenient approach. Says Mar Shachat, says the Mishnah Shachat v'le Kisa, if somebody shechted a chay or oif, and he did not do Kisa Adam, v'ra acher, and somebody saw him, does this, chay v'lchasas, the halacha is that he has to do Kisa Adam. Kisov in the Scala, if he did Kisi Adam, and then the blood was opened up, Potem Lachasis, then he doesn't have to do Kisi Adam. Kisa Ruach, if the blood was covered by the wind, then the Loch is Chayv Lachasis, then he has to do Kisi Adam. Again, the Kisi Adam that was done by the ruach is not considered an act of kisei adam. Begin says the Gemara that you shouldn't have to do it again. Tana bottom says the Gemara. The pasuk says regarding the mitzvah kisei adam. Vish ish b'nei yisom and agar gam soicham ashiyach v'tzayit chay v'oyv ashiyach v'shafach stamai v'chisa ba'ofer. We learn from here v'shafach v'chisa mish shafach, the person who did the shchita yichasa. He should be the one to do the Kisei Adam. Shochet to like Kisa, but if he did the Shechita and did not do Kisei Adam, Vera Acher, and somebody sees this blood which is left opened, Menai Shechai V'lchasis, how do I know that the other person should do the Kisei Adam under those circumstances? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, V'amil B'nai Yisrael, as Hara V'chal B'nai Yisrael, the halacha is that everybody has the obligation to see that everybody should see that the Kisei Adam is accomplished. And if the Shoichet did not do the Kisei Adam, then the halacha is that he should do the Kisei Adam himself. Tanya Idach, v'shafach kisa, b'mash shafach bo yechasa. The Kisei Adam should be done the way the Shechita was done. Shlo yuschana b'regel, you shouldn't just use your foot to cook to do Kisei Adam, and Shlayim Mitzus B'Zuyus Olof. It's terribly embarrassing to do Kisei Adam with your foot in a way that it's not considered, that's a B'Zoyim. The Chassam Sofer asks that we know that there's always a concept of Shlayim Mitzus B'Zuyus Olof, that we have to be careful to do Kisei Adam properly, to do a mitzvah properly. So why does the Gemara have to single this out, this halacha over here, by Kisei Adam? So he says that one of the reasons that the Rishonim offer for Kisei Adam is because the Nochrim would leave the blood out and not cover it. So since we want to show that we're not like the Nochrim, so maybe the way to show it is they, so to speak, worship the blood and gave the blood all this respect, and we want to show that that's not our approach. So therefore, maybe we should specifically do the Kisei Adam. Teaches us the Braisa, no, there's still a concept that we should do the Kisei Adam in such a manner. Teaches us the Gemara, no, there's still a mitzvah to do the mitzvah in a derech kavod. Tanya Eidach, v'shafach v'kisa, misha shafach hu yechasena. The person who did the kis shchita, he should be the one to do the kisei adam. Umaisa be'echad sheshachat the kodem chaver v'kisoy. There was somebody who did the kisoy, did the shechita, and somebody else went in the kisoy adam. V'chaver gamliel litain, and Gamliel said in that case that you have to give asar zehuvim. And now we're going to begin the sugya of asar zehuvim, which is the sugya that if you deprive somebody of a mitzvah, then you owe him asar zehuvim. The Or Zeruah quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that says that how do we know that the mitzvah, a mitzvah is worth asar zehuvim? He says the Torah tells us that when Eliezer came to Haran looking for a kala for Yitzchak and he met Rivka, one of the things that he gave a gift, and he gave her two bracelets, v'shnei tzemidim al yodeo, asar zav mishkolav. So he says, why was it asar zav mishkolav? Because since at that point Eliezer saw that his job of mitzvah job, a shlich mitzvah of finding a kala for Yitzchak was fulfilled, and therefore he was about to make a bracha for having fulfilled the mitzvah, and a bracha is worth asar zehuvim. The Ben Yehoyada says that if that's the case, why was it done through two bracelets? So therefore, the Ben Yoyada actually suggests that each bracelet weighed 10 zehuvim, and Eliezer felt the two mitzvahs that are being done here. One is that we know Rivka gave him water to drink. And when you give him water to drink, you're supposed to make a shahakal. So that's one mitzvah. And the other was that he was going to say a bar in the fashas after he drank that water, and therefore the halach is that he should make, the halach is, that's worth as another 10 zehuvim. Says the Gemara, ibay lehu, ask the Gemara, schar mitzvah, when we speak about a mitzvah being worth asar zehuvim, as we just discussed, so the question is, how is that to be viewed? Do we look at it, that the value of the mitzvah is asar zehuvim, or do we say that the schar bracha is worth asar zehuvim? Ask the Gemara l'may nafkamina. Says the Gemara l'brichas hamazon. If you deprived somebody of saying brichas hamazon, he amrit that the schar zehuvim for the mitzvah, so they owe you asar zehuvim, schar mitzvah achas. The amrit schar bracha havin, but we're going to say it's for the bracha, then it should be a bom zehuvim. It should be a bom zehuvim, because there are four brachas. There are four brachas in the mitzvah. The halacha is, as we're learning, that the schar of a mitzvah is a sar zehuvim. But there's a very fundamental question: why is that a sar zehuvim paid? Is it paid because it's a knas? Chazal punished you because you deprived somebody of a mitzvah. You get that punished, or is that a chiv? What would be the nafkamina? Because we know, as we learn often in Shas, that a knas cannot be collected only by a bezdin of smuchim, people who have smicha unbroken from the time of going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, which we don't have. So if it's a knas, then the halacha is that bezdin can't collect it. However, if it's a chiv, then you can collect it even b'zman hazeh. And Tosfos says that the halacha is that we don't collect it. We don't collect it because we have to treat it as a knas. The Rashbah takes it a step further. The Rashbah says that even if we're not going to consider it a knas, but a dinim, says the Rashbah b'zman hazeh, only collect money when you cause somebody a loss. When we're collecting the asar zehuvim in this Gemara, it wasn't that I caused somebody a loss, a financial loss, and when there is no financial loss involved, you don't have to pay asar zehuvim. The Rishonim, however, do point out that if somebody feels that he's entitled to the asar zehuvim, and he went and he took it from somebody else, then he would be allowed to perhaps, if he kept it, if he took it, of course he shouldn't have. The halacha is that he keep that asar zehuvim, because according to our Gemara, he's entitled to it. As we spoke before, what would be the halacha if somebody asked somebody else to be the moil at his son's bris? And before the first moil could do what he was asked to do, somebody else went and did the bris. Does he owe a sar zehuvim to the first moil? The Rosh suggests that if the first moil was there, and he answered amen to the bracha, so then the halacha may be that he's not entitled to the sar zehuvim. The halacha is because the sar zehuvim is something that if you were completely deprived, but if you say amen, it won't be necessarily considered that you deprived them of the mitzvah. Says the Ramai. So what's the halacha? How do we look at this asar zehuvim payment? Tashma says the Mardamalai Humina Rebbe. He said the following. He said, Mishiyot Zaharim Lebara Ruach. The God that created the mountains is not the God that created the wind. Umishabara Ruach the Yotzaharim. And so too vice versa. The Ksiv, Kine Yotzabara Harim Bara Ruach. Amalai Shaita. So he said to him, Shafil the safe of the Kra. Let's look at the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Hashem Alakai Tzvah Hashem. Shemai, it's all one God. Amalai Nekait Lizim Leklas Yami. And Rebbe had a great answer, and therefore this Apikairus said to him, let's wait 3 days that I can respond to you. And Rebbe fasted for 3 days because he was most concerned that there should be no Chil Hashem if this Apikairus comes back with a response. Kavakai Mivra, when So Yasser Rebbe Tlosta. Nasser Rebbe sat in times for 3 days. And Kavakabai Mivra, when he wanted to end his fast, Amalei, his family told him, Mina Kaim Ababa. There's Apikaris by the door. Omar, so he said, and that this is a situation that is referred to in Tehillim, Perek Samach Tes, V'yitnu Bevraisi Rosh. I'm in the middle of meeting and I get something bitter. I'm getting something bitter in the middle of my meal. Amalei, so he said, but let the men in. Amalei Rebbe, so a men walked in, but it wasn't that Apikaris with whom Rebbe was having debate. Rather, Mavasa Toivas Anilach, I have good news. Leimotza Tshuva Ivecha, that original men could not find a response. V'nof Managag Umeis. And he committed suicide. So now Rebbe invited this min to join him for the meal. And after they ate, do you want to participate in benching or just take Abba Zehuvim and not participate? He said, I want to bench. And not just get 40 zehuvim, which are the equal of the 4 brachas. Yotza basko v'amra, kaisha bracha is abba zehuvim. So we see that the abba zehuvim are related to each kaisha bracha. And amra v'yitzchak, but this person, who even though, as the Gemara says, that is considered, was a min, he still had the respect for the bracha. And Amr of Yitzchak Adan Yeshna Loisa Mishpacha Ben Gedali Roimi, that family that emanated from that min, the Aloch is still part of that, is still amongst us. And that family, he says, the Koran Isai, that family is called Mishpachas Ba'Luloni. That family is called Mishpachas Ba'Luloni. But we also see from here the power of an Amen, because he said that it wasn't that Rebbe was going to ask him to bench. All Rebbe was going to do was say amen to the bracha. But we see from here that saying amen to the bracha is the equivalent of saying the bracha itself. And therefore, I saw that the Paiskim discuss, if there's a minik, the original minik was that when there were a number of people who had to say Kaddish in a shul, everybody said, one person said Kaddish and everybody answered Amen. Over the years, that has changed. But there's a strong basis for that minig because the Amen that's being said the amen that's being said is the equivalent of saying a bracha, and therefore that is, and therefore if somebody can't say kaddish, if he makes sure that there's an amen being said to the kaddish that he wanted should be said, it's very possible that halachically, it's very possible to argue that that would be considered enough. Says the Gemara, Kisav in the Scala. So he learned in the Mishnah that if somebody covered the dam and then it got uncovered, they don't have to do Kisei Adam again. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rak Brei the Ravel Ravashi. Mashna Mashavas Aveda. But ask the Gemara, why is this any different than Hashavas Aveda? Domamar, when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Torah says, Lesira Shara Chicha Yisei in the Dach of Islatim Ahem, Hashem Tashivim Lachecha. And Hashem we learn Afilu Me'e Pamim. So why over here is there not the same halacha? Amalei Hasam, when we speak about Hashavas Aveda, like Siv Miyut. There's no Miyut that says it's only once. Hacha, however, Ksiv me'ota. The Torah says the word v'chiso, and from the word v'chiso, we learned that afilu that only, v'chiso only one time. I saw that we learn from here that just like there's a din, we're learning that a Shavas Aveda is me'epamim. The mitzvah Shavas Aveda is not only in a case where a person is lost a material item, and we have an obligation to return to him. But rather, the mitzvah Shavas Aveda also speaks to a situation where somebody is lost spiritually, and it's our obligation to do whatever we can. It's our obligation to do whatever we can to bring that person back, and not take the attitude, "Well, I tried once and it didn't work," but rather a filame upon him to keep on doing what we can to help bring that person back. We learned in the Mishnah Kisar Ruach, but if the wind covered it, then the halacha is chayv l'chasis. Then you do, and then it got uncovered, then chayv l'chasis. Well, explains the Gemara, what is the case of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Babachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, loy shano el shechazav in this gala. If the blood got uncovered, avel loy chazav in this gala, if it didn't get uncovered, potem l'chasis, then he doesn't have to do Kisi Adam again. Says the Mavichi Chazman, it's Gala, my Hava. But why is the halacha that if it got uncovered, why do you have to cover it again? Ha'itchalei, didn't, your mitzvah was accomplished. And once the mitzvah is accomplished, they don't have to do it again. Amra Papas, or a Papa suggests, Zoysimers, from here we learn that ain't dichli eitzel mitzvahs, that even though a mitzvah was done, the halacha is, if the situation opens up itself, we have to do the mitzvah. We have to do the mitzvah again, and therefore here we have to do it again. Omashna, but ask the Gemara, why is this different? That if it got covered by the wind, and it's not uncovered, we don't have to do kisi adam again. Why is this any different? Mihad tanya sharka with nivul dam b'karka, that if you do shchita and the blood gets absorbed in the ground, chayv lachasos, even though it didn't get uncovered. Answers the Gemara, Hossam is speaking about a case, Kishir Shumay Nikr, that you could still see the blood. So since you still see the blood, that's why Dalach is that there's a Chiv Kisi Adam. But in the case of our Gemara, of that it was covered up by the wind, it was completely covered up by the wind. Since it was completely covered up by the wind, that's why you don't have to do Kisi Adam. So the question is, as we spoke already previously, regarding the mitzvah Kisi Adam, where you have a shaychet shechting meat, what will be the halacha regarding Kisi Adam? Can the shaychet ask somebody else to do the Kisi Adam or not? The opinion of the Tvur Shor is that you're allowed to, the shaychet, and he especially says if he doesn't do it on a regular basis, is allowed to ask somebody else to do the Kisi Adam. The Chachmas Adam disagrees, and he says that since the mitzvah Kisi Adam belongs to the shaychet, if anything, when the shaychet asks somebody else to do the kisui adam. If anything, it's a respect because it's your mitzvah. And asking somebody else to do it shows you that you're not properly respecting the mitzvah. The Tfuah Shor adds that certainly that asking a Talmud Chacham to do the mitzvah is most appropriate. And he brings a raya that that might be a case that we're allowed to do it. Because he says that we find that Klai Yisrael in the Midbar allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to do the mitzvah of taking care of Yosef HaTzadik's, kfura. So we see that there's a mitzvah to ask the greatest person to do the mitzvah. I did see that there are different types of mitzvahs. Certainly, when we have the two types of mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs that the doing of the mitzvah is a mitzvah. For example, taking the dal minim. So since the taking of the dal minim is the mitzvah, since taking the dal minim is the mitzvah, it's inappropriate to ask somebody else. If you have dal minim and another person doesn't have dal minim, you shouldn't give up your dal minim to that other person because you have your own obligation to do the mitzvah of dal minim. But where there's a mitzvah, that the purpose of the mitzvah is not the doing of the mitzvah. Of course, you get a mitzvah for doing it. But the purpose of the mitzvah is the outcome of the mitzvah. And the best example I could think of is actually Kisui Adam. When we speak about the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, the mitzvah is that the blood should be covered. When we speak about a mitzvah that the outcome is the mitzvah, there halacha is that it could be done. There a mitzvah is that you could ask somebody else to do the mitzvah because we're looking for the outcome. Dam shenasar b'mayim, if dam of chay v'oif got mixed up with water, and now the question is there still a chiv, a kisui adam, or not? It says the Gemara, what we do is, we look, if yesh boi dat maris dam, if it still looks like bud, chay v'lchasis. Nasar b'yayim, so says the Mishnah, so that's very doable if you're it got mixed up with water. So now you could see if it still looks red or not. But if it got mixed up with red wine, what are you supposed to do? So says the Mishnah, Roin Oisai, we have to see as if that wine was water. And if it was water, would it still look red or not? Nisar b'dam behema, if the blood of the chaya got mixed up with the blood of a behema. And as we're learning consistently throughout our shiurim, there is no chi of a kisui adam when you're shechting a behema, or b'dam achaya, if the blood of a got mixed up with blood of a chaya, but it's not the blood of a chaya that has to have, it's not the blood of a chaya that has to have kisui adam. So again, rona sekilamayim, we look at these two liquids and we determine, when we look at these two liquids, if that liquid would have been water, would this still look red? Rav Yehuda disagrees, and his opinion is ein dam mevatel dam. And the reason for Rav Yehuda's opinion is an opinion that Rav Yehuda cites many times throughout Shas. Rav Yehuda's opinion is the min b'minoi, when we have two things that are the same, Rav Yehuda holds min b'minoi le'batel, it never becomes bottle. So if it's two types of blood, even though one is blood that has a chiv and one is blood that doesn't, it's still not bottle. The basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is a pasuk by the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. The Torah says that we have to spritz the dama par, and the Torah says we have to spritz the dama soil. And the Torah says, v'lok with dama par v'dama soil, that we mix them together. So why does the Torah call say this? Says Rabbi Yehuda to say that even though the dama sor became bottle and the dama par, since they're both blood, the halach is that it's min b'minoi and min b'minoi le bottle. It's a fantastic raya. How will the Rabbanan respond to that raya? So the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, the Ayin Zayin on the base says that the Rabbanan agree that when we're speaking about Kabonis, here we're talking about the Dama Parv, Dama Sor, Ein Oilim Vatum Zezer. Things that are put on the Mizbeach aren't Mevatel each other. And therefore, this is a situation of Oilim. When we have a situation of Oilim, there is no Bittel. But that isn't a rule that should be applied in all places of Shas. Dama Nittis, the blood that went out past the place that the blood is accumulating, or Shalasakin, the dam that's found on the knife, chayavin l'chasas, the halacha is that you have to do kisei adam. Amar Yehuda emesai b'zman she'ein dam elahu. To which Rabbi Yehuda says, this halacha is only applicable if there is no other blood besides this blood. Av hever yesh dam shalayhu, if we still have other blood with which to do kisei adam, then patam l'chasas, then we won't have to do kisei adam on this. Says the Gemara Tan Hasan, the Mishnah says, Dam shnes ar b'mayim. If the blood of a carbon gets mixed up together, if the blood of a carbon gets mixed up with water, the halach is im yesh b'maris dam. If it still looks like blood kosher, then we could do zrikas adam with it. Nes ar b'yayin, or if it gets mixed up with wine. Again, ronos akilamayim, we look at this case as if it was mixed with water. Does it look red? Then we do zrika, not. The sar b'dam behema b'dam chaya. If the dam of a carbon got mixed up with animal blood, which was not a carbon blood, or chay blood, which is obviously not carbon blood, because we can never bring a carbon that's a chaya. Again, rona sekilamayim, Rabbi Yudaima, and as we just explained, Rabbi Yudah's opinion is ein dam mevatel dam. This halacha is only when a little water fell into the blood. And therefore, since it doesn't look like blood, since it looks like blood, we could use it. If it was the reverse case, the blood fell into the water, so then the halacha is rishon bottle. Every drop of blood becomes bottle, and therefore we can't use it, and therefore it became dochui. It can't be used for kisei hadam, to which it can't be used for zrikas hadam, because once it became disqualified, it remains disqualified. To which Rapapa comments, and that is olinyan kisei einakein. When we speak about kisei hadam, ein dichet zemitzus. What Rapapa is saying is like this: when we speak about a carbon, so indeed the halacha is that if the blood became disqualified from being used for a carbon, the halacha is that we can't use it anymore. But by mitzvah, the halacha is that that under all circumstances, if it looks like blood, we have to do kisei adam. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, kol marid dmimus, anything that has a red shluk is considered kosher to make kapara for zrikas dam, or machshirin. And we know that food can't be mekabel tumah unless they get wet. That's going to be enough to be makshir. V'chayoven b'kisa in the zechiy of kisa dam. Ask the Gemara, my kamashmon, what is Shmuel coming to teach us? Mechaper tamina, the din that it can be used for zrikas adam is our halacha that we just quoted based on the Mishnah in Zvachim. Chayoven b'kisa tinina is our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara Machshirin Istruchlei. He wanted to teach us the din of Machshirin. Asked him a Machshirin Nami. What is the chiddush in what he's saying about Machshirin? Idam, whatever status we'll give to this, it should be able to make the food Mukhshul Kabotoma. Because if it's dam, Achshuri Machshur. And if it's Mayim, Achshuri Machshur. Says the Gemara, Lo Yitzricha was speaking about a case, Shatimdu B'mei Gishomim, that it got mixed up with rainwater. Rainwater is not able to be makshur for Kabbalah's tumah unless I show that I want the rainwater. But automatically, they're not makshur food for Kabbalah's tumah. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Megi Shaman Nami. In our case, Kima the Shokel Rami, since he took this rainwater, Achshivinu, he shows that they're significant to him, and therefore they should have the ability to be machshir. So even if we're talking about rainwater, it should have the ability to machshir. So the Gemara, you're right. if he had taken the rainwater and used it. So that's the way it becomes Muchsal Kabel Tumah. Here we're talking about a case, Shetimdom Aleim, he didn't do anything. Rashi Meharbalama, that the case we're speaking about here is Mitzalalta the Dama. When we have blood, and we have blood accumulated, on the outside of the blood, there's something called Salalta the Dama, which we call serum, S-E-R-U-M. And we would think that that is not considered dam. Kamash Malon, Shmuel, that if the serum, if the tzalulta the dama has the look of blood, it's considered like blood, and it can be machshel kabel tumah. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos says that the question here is not regarding dam tzalulta the dama just being machshir. The issue is that we know there's a serious issur of eating dam, of consuming dam, and the Gemara is teaching us that the tzalulta the dama is considered dam, and there's a chiyuv karis for eating it.